Well, now to San Francisco, where the median home price has just hit the $1 million mark. That's according to a new report from the industry firm DataQuick. Nancy Wallace is a professor of finance and real estate at the Haas School of Business at the University of California, Berkeley. She's with us from Oakland. Nancy, what can you get for $1 million in San Francisco now?
Well, of course, it depends on the neighborhood. As in anything with real estate, it is completely a function of what the amenities are around the home. But on average, probably you could get single-family residential, two bedrooms, one bathroom.
Wow. And that is, you know, very surprising to a lot of people around the country, where you could get a lot more than that for $1 million. But to people in San Francisco, of course, we know this story has been going on for some time. What is driving this up? Is this the tech boom that's happening and it's turning the city of San Francisco into somewhat of a bedroom community for these wealthy people working in Silicon Valley?
It's definitely that. It's also a fairly small housing stock. And there's a lot of pressure in terms of supply, given the recession and the fact that there wasn't a lot of construction. There's now actually a construction boom in apartments. So there is more supply coming online. But if you want to be in the single-family residential market, you're going to pay a premium.
And is it a shock at all to people in San Francisco to hear that the median price is $1 million?
No, I don't think so. I mean, incomes are growing very rapidly. There's been a lot of pressure with tech firms locating in the city. There's a huge premium on being in the city because the amenities in the city are extremely high. And people prefer to live in San Francisco with its amenities and live in areas that are closer to where the actual tech campuses are.
Do you see anything that would drive prices back down, or is this the new normal?
So I think we have to be careful with the new normal. Everything about the economy is affected by Fed policies with respect to interest rates. It's also affected by Fed policies and what's going on in the mortgage industry and the availability of mortgage credit. People find it most easy to enter this market and win the auctions with cash.
So should the people in San Francisco who are getting priced out be blaming the Fed? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think the tech boom is also a feature of incredibly low interest rates. These interest rates are not normal, and they're intended to be stimulative. And when you have a market that's overheating, as we have here, there's nothing to curb it. And there's a lot of disposable income, and there's a lot of cash floating around right now.
Nancy Wallace is a professor of finance and real estate at the Haas School of Business at UC Berkeley, joining us today from Oakland, which has not yet hit the $1 million median home price. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, you're welcome, sure.
And if you've got $1 million home in San Francisco, tweet us a picture. You can send it to @HereAndNow. I'm @Jeremy Hobson. Stay with us, Here and Now.